your hands, because your redemption is at hand.
Alleluia! Alleluia!
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "When you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, know that its desolation is at hand. Then those of Judea must flee to the mountains. Let those within the city escape from it, and let those in the countryside not enter the city. For these days are the time of punishment, when all the scriptures are fulfilled. Woe to pregnant women and nursing mothers in those days, for terrible calamity will come upon the earth and wrathful judgment upon these people. They will fall by the edge of the sword and be taken as captives to all the Gentiles. And Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on earth nations will be in dismay, perplexed, but the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the earth, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise heads, because your redemption is at hand." Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So this piece of gospel, St. Luke, the first part is about the destruction of Jerusalem. You know, in the year 70s, it's truly true that one stone not upon another. Today we see in Jerusalem there's a golden tomb. This tomb is not the old temple, it's a mosque erected afterwards. It's so true. And this is why some doubt this piece of Luke is written after the year 70s. But it's not correct, because it's written in the year 60s. So that people didn't believe that prophecy from Jesus more accurate than actual things. Then the second part is really concerned us, concerning the second coming of Jesus. But the last word is very encouraging. When we see these calamities, we will be frightened. But Jesus says, "No. Stand erect. Raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand." We shouldn't be frightened by calamities. It's only a sign, the coming of Jesus. We should yearn for this relationship towards the Lord, more than being afraid of what is happening. That's what we have to learn from the gospel. In our families, in societies, many things are unforeseeable. We don't know what happened. Maybe our beloved one died early in the early ages. Anything can happen. We might have a question mark. Where is God? Are you here? It happens. Calamities, misfortunes. But this is not the end. It happens because Jesus himself suffered calamities. He died at the age of 33. His death is incomprehensible for what he just lived for others. This is a sign. Living for others, that's where peace comes from. So no matter what happened in the family, in the society, what we can do is to believe Jesus' presence in us. He allows us to go through the suffering. This is the path towards Christ. Don't be afraid. Jesus will never leave us alone. We are assured. So this is the belief. So this is what we are calling today. Just believe. On earth, we are not alone. Even nobody give a helping hand, but Jesus will. Even nobody listen to you, He will. Even we are despaired, He give you consolation. Don't be afraid. By the time of Jesus, you know, many the disciples, the whole night fishing, no fruit. Go to the deep. On the right side of the boat. Jesus give a helping hand. Maybe it is not our experience. For the fishermen, the whole night they have been fishing all around. But then Jesus go to the far. What Peter says, okay, I just do what you tell us to do. But in his heart, here's a question mark. He is a fisherman. Jesus himself is a carpenter. He shouldn't have this knowledge of fishing. At the end, even three boats cannot fill all the fishes. Peter kneeled down before Jesus. Lord, leave me. I am a sinner. I think he recognized his disbelief in the beginning. But cleverly he said, okay, I do what you say. But he doesn't believe very much. That's why he felt sorry. Sorry, Jesus. Leave me. I'm a sinner because he didn't believe. So disbelief is not that you see. But Jesus foretold what's happening. Today we say second coming of Jesus. Maybe we are still not, might be in our century. Maybe we don't have this fortune to see the second coming of Jesus. How nice if we can see Jesus face to face on earth. Not important. But you have to believe we are yearning for Jesus Christ. Don't worry about things that happen in your life that is destructive. No hope. It seems no hope. Listen. Go to the deep. Sometimes not logical, but it's very theological. We hope that your distress be saved. Oh yes, to His will. The will of the will of the Father. Even Jesus himself, but he said his doubts, but he's crying. He said, Father, Father, leave this cup away from me. This cup is bitter. He doesn't want to. But Lord, according to my will, but your will, you know. Jesus himself, he has the same experience. Even on the cross, Father, God, God, why have you forsaken me? Extremely darkness he experienced. There was always all through his night in God the Father's light. Certainly, no night at all. God, God, why are you forsaking me? But then, he entrusts, Father, into your hand I command my spirit. You know, even in darkness, you command Jesus live before us. So, let us be encouraged. We are not alone. Jesus will help you. He knows you. He understands your feeling, this darkness, this cup, then we have to rest our soul in peace and say, thanks, Jesus, we believe that you love us. When we want to follow you step by step, day by day. Don't be worried about too much about tomorrow. And Jesus warned us, don't worry so much about tomorrow. Today is enough. The cross is enough for you. So this is our duty to live his will, moment by moment. In a certain sense, live well the present moment. At this moment, we are saying our Mass together. More heart, more love for this Jesus present in the Eucharist. One mind, one heart. Don't be disturbed by so many other things. What will you do tonight? What are you going to do tomorrow? Stop the time only here. Jesus, when he's Jesus present, he will stop the time. He is eternity. Eternity is ever present, not tomorrow. So, once again, we pray for one another.